Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the official play-along podcast, Pokemon Alpha Sapphire Endgame Battle, where we're going to battle each other. We just wrapped up the game. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to our finale first and check out the ending of our Oris playthrough, where we go through the Victory Road and the Elite Four. We talk about our teams, we talk about our experiences, and now we are here to duke it out and put our teams against one another. Up first is going to be myself versus Benji here. And how you guys doing? How you guys feeling?
Pumped.
Pumped? Your jams are pumped?
My jams are pumped. Pumping jams.
Okay. I'm challenging you to the battle now.
Welcome to the annual Pokemon Play Along Podcast Tournament. Up first, we have Jared Moss versus Ben Robinson. I'm pretty sure it's his last name.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, I'm nervous. I'm immediately nervous. Okay. Kai's going to be our commentator. Two J's
two
here.
Two former champions of the Hoenn region.
Okay.
Both are ladies. All right. We have a Scolipede level 50. We have a Machamp level 50. We have a Salamence level 50. We have a Bouffalant level 50. We have a Cacturne level 50. And a Haunter level 50.
That's a Gengar.
Gengar. Sorry. I also don't think the first thing is a Scolipede, to be honest.
It is a Scolipede. You're right.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Who do I lead with, though? This is the big thing is who do I lead with? Okay. I'm going to lead with you.
I can't see who he's leading with, ladies and gentlemen, so perfect. You're in the dark as much as I am.
Perfect. Okay. Oh, I'm ready. Okay, let's do this. Jay versus Jay.
All right, up first, we have a black screen loading.
Okay, there we go. I was like, the game crashed. Oh, no.
Jay's
leads
a
with Steve. Oh, interesting.
Versus a Nidoking queen.
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind you. I've just put Steve out, so.
Okay. It probably doesn't help. Hold on, let me do this. Because my fucking speed up's at like 1,000% here. So let me just lower this down.
I would like to remind all of those listening at home that I played this whole game without using speed up and the crouch button.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't figure out how to make that shit work. So
The real one.
I'm just going to go for
did
this.
It,
let's
it
do
in real time.
Ooh, okay. Earth power, baby.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Scolipede used a move that wasn't effective against the Nidoking, so starting off strong.
Did not
Neil
know
used
that.
Earth power, and unfortunately, my face is blocking the health bar of the other Pokemon. So I can't.
It would done steamroller. Okay, interesting.
I can't see a goddamn thing. Oh, big damage! Even though it's
oh,
not
oh
very
you're gooey. Your speed fell. Get those toxic spikes up, baby.
Ugh, God, fucking nerd playing fucking long term game thing.
You
what? It's just I'm poisoning you. That's what I'm doing. That's my goal is to get your team nice and
Scolipede has some level of health left. I don't know because I cannot see.
I'm on 43. I'm about to die.
Scolipede is dead. Nidoking is the victor of the first battle.
Oh, who'd I bring out?
There is no rules against Googling Bulbapedia to figure out what the weaknesses and strengths of the Pokemon you're facing are. That is actually recommended.
There's no rules. No, ain't no laws.
A racist caricature of a buffalo is on the field.
Okay, Bouffalant is really scary. Oh, I'm dying.
Unfortunately, poisoned due to toxic spikes.
All right. What should I do here? Next time, in retrospect, our next battle, I'll just put. I guess Ben's cam doesn't need to be on the screen.
It does not. No one can see him.
Oof, that's crit for half health.
Oh, the head charge. Oh!
Big damage!
It's okay. I got the speed drop.
I was slower than you anyway.
Oh. Well, you're even slower now.
Big damage, everybody.
I forgot
90% of Neon's health.
Bouffalant,
a tanky motherfucker in the first place. What will they do next?
I forgot your team too, so I have no idea who you had.
I didn't, but I will not name them.
Okay, I'm just gonna do this.
Neil used poison jab. Will that take out the Buffalant? Oh, it did. That is a hate crime.
I love the, your commentary is just as immaculate as it was last time we did this.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, and it is a Gengar.
Oh, the toxic spicer god. I forgot your poison.
He absorbed them.
You're definitely outspeeding me. You're fast as hell. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, and there goes Jared's first Pokemon, Neil the Nidoking, dead.
Okay, Neil, it's all right. Don't you fret. Gengar.
Jared doesn't have anything really for a poison ghost type, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I really...
That Nidoking was... Nidoking, I forget which one.
Let's do this.
It's a king, I believe.
Let's do this.
No, it's queen. It's pink.
Okay, all right.
Oh, going out to the legendary Heatran because he's cheating.
Okay, well... It's because I have this. Wait.
Mythical Pokemon.
It's not mythical. You're definitely still going to outspeed. Oh, fucking Confuse Ray. Come on, Eric. You got this. Breakout, buddy. Wow. Breakout.
Playing the metagame, confusing the Heatran. Eric is confused. And it hurt itself in confusion.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, I didn't have some full screen.
Use leftovers. He's a little bitch.
Leftovers. Fucking hell. Okay.
Can we not degrade my poor Eric the Heatran here? He's doing his best.
Oh, I'm not degrading. I'm degrading your playstyle, not the
Heatran. Oh, okay. That's fine. Well, you're gonna hate this even more with my next move.
Oh, God.
The Shadow Ball. Let's see how much this does. That's some decent damage. Come on, Eric. Come on.
Damage.
Okay.
Oh, use Stealth Rock. Another setting up again.
Well, my toxic spikes are gone.
Oh, God forbid.
God forbid. Okay. Eric, you're doing great. Eric.
Come on, Heidi. Keep going, baby.
Nah.
All right. We got this. Gengar using Shadow Ball again. Big damage.
Come on, Eric. Come on.
Eric.
Oh, my God. That Eric confuse is huge.
Heard that before. Let's see how this goes. What will they do, folks? Gengar's definitely going to hit another Shadow Ball, a move that does not miss. Outspeeds the Heatran a lot. Jared's about to lose his mythical Pokemon, which is unfortunate.
I've got a feeling he's swapping, but I'm going to... I don't know.
I mean, either way, you'll get a free hit in, so, you know.
Fuck, okay.
I thought you were swapping because I was like, I nearly did Confuse Ray because I was like,
we are.
Well, that's why I was like, he thinks I'm going to switch. Hopefully, he doesn't go Shadow Ball and goes Confused, predicting my switch. And I was just going to go, I had a crunch on him. I just had to land one fucking crunch.
We're playing fucking three dimensional chess at this point. Anyway, we're neck and neck here. Two Pokemon down on each team. Because four left on each side.
I went Shadow Ball because I thought. Even if he does swap, it's a free hit.
Exactly, so, that's why I didn't switch.
Scamzilla.
Oh, a Giratina.
That's a Kyurem.
Whatever, fucking another cheesy-ass legendary Pokemon.
I mean, my first cheesy-ass legendary. You're still fast as fuck, so you're gonna go for Confuse right here. You go Fiery Dance.
Heatran is a legendary Pokemon. Ooh, okay. That did not do a lot of damage.
Paralyzed. Yes, there we go.
Oh, and he got the paralyzed. It may be unable to move, folks.
You guys are a bit in front of me.
Fuck. Oh.
That's okay. Oh, no. I didn't know he's paralyzed.
Okay.
Scabzilla uses Dragon Breath.
There we go. Okay.
Ben will learn about that in about 30 seconds. Heidi is dead. Sorry to let you know.
It's fucking Morse code. I gotta wait for it to come through.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What will Ben switch to? Does he have anything to answer for this Kyurem, which is a ice dragon type?
It is ice dragon. Oh, fucking my
champ.
Look
at me fucking knowing shit. Hell yeah.
You do indeed know shit.
My champ.
This can
masturbate with all four of his hands.
Very useful.
Kyurem can't masturbate at all, can't reach his penis.
Oh, the T-Rex arms.
Very unfortunate. That's why he's so angry. Oh, switches out to Liko. Liko, the weird rabbit thing.
Delphox?
Yes, that one.
Oh, dig. Ah, interesting.
So interesting. The very boring move dig is. He's underground. Uses future sight. He foresaw an attack.
But shit.
Big damage. Super effective.
You're fast. You're a fast boy. What you doing?
What's he gonna do? Is he gonna dig again? Is he gonna go underground, or is he gonna do a full frontal attack? Oh, a psychic move!
There we go!
One shot.
I had the foul play coming your way. I was hoping.
Oh shit! Yeah, that would have been. That would have done some damage.
Yeah, it's okay. Foul play where you just pull out a 9mm and shoot the other Pokemon.
My favorite move. Knave comes out. Oh, I forgot you had a fucking Salamence.
Not only a Salamence, but a Megan Salamence.
A Megan?
Megan the Salamence. Megan the Salamence.
Oh, Megan the Salamence. I love that.
For some reason, just turns into a superhero. I don't really understand, but
he's a Mega Evolve. There he is.
He just gets veiny and jacked, which I don't like.
Turns into a spaceship. Thundershock, baby. That did not do as much damage as I thought it was going to do.
Oh, Delphox is down. One Metal Claw.
Oh, you get hit by Future Sight, though. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Wow, I'm learning my Pokemon to die in like 20 seconds before they're dying on my screen.
Yes, it's very sad for you, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, Jared's a sweaty nerd, so, you know, he sets things up for damage later.
I mean, aren't you playing to win? Isn't that the goal?
No, I'm playing to finish.
Gross. Oh, well, this is an awful switch for me.
Okay. Blastoise and Cacturne. Is he going to go into Mega Blastoise, or will he switch out to a Pokemon that isn't weak to grass? We will find out. I feel like Blastoise deserves a gold earring. That's a personal comment. Oh, he did switch out because he's a big old bitch.
Yep.
I'm a big old bitch. Out into Kyurem once again. Energy ball. Boom. Okay. Big damage despite the not effective.
Eating that up, baby.
Is Ben going to switch out because he's going to get his shit rocked?
I've got one Pokemon left. I think this is it.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't see your list.
Oh, Spiky Shield.
Oh, it protected itself, though you won't be able to do that for a very long time. So, don't really know what the... Oh, and Jared's gone.
My camera. What happened to my camera?
Jared's gone. He just... the camera turns back on. He's in an Ash Ketchum costume. Yeah. It's a quick change.
He's dead.
Unfortunately...
Hey, there we go. GG's.
Yes. Yeah. Well, folks, I wish I could say that it was a unexpected outcome, but it was not, because, yeah. So that's it.
Okay, we're gonna do some swapping here. My camera had died, so I'm going to plug that in, and we'll be back with, what are you doing, Kai and Ben, or me and Kai?
I don't know. Are we doing a Swedish three-way, or whatever it's called?
Excuse me?
I'm pretty sure that's the term, right?
You can have a Swiss tournament.
Swiss tournament. Sorry, I was close.
Okay, good. We'll figure out afterward. We'll see you guys in a second. Okay, guys, we're back. We figured out all of our issues.
We back.
We back. Full transparency, guys. It's been like 2 weeks since that last cut. It's been a while. You know, just life be happening. Kai didn't show up to a recording session. It's fine.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
That's okay, but we're back here.
Yeah, I don't have a rebuttal. I didn't show up. That's my bad.
We thought he died.
3 years of showing
thing.
Up. You don't show up one time and you never leave.
It was the same thing for me. You guys thought I died.
That's true.
But I was alive and well.
You know what? I called your wife. You didn't call my wife, so...
Yeah, I didn't call Jordan. I was like, he's just dead.
He's just
good. Fucking RIP. Okay.
Rip. Okay, but yeah, we're here. We've hopefully fixed all of our issues, and Kai and Ben are going to be battling for the chance to battle.
Oh, whoa.
How you guys feeling? You have no stakes in this now. That's been like a month since.
Yeah,
how I'm feeling is that it says please wait until preparations are complete, and I've been on this screen for what feels like 6 minutes. So,
that be me.
We're back in the battle, guys. Everyone's team's here. Kai is here. Ben is here. They're ready. They're pumped. I forgot you had three fucking legendaries on your team. Latios, Darkrai, and Genesect.
Yes, it still doesn't make up for how bad I am at Pokemon, though, so don't worry.
It's okay. I like your team. I like your team. You have a very unique team. Like, that Hitmonchan on there is super cool.
Hitmonchan.
And we're excited because the next time, my next main series, I'm trying to pick another Pokemon game. We're going to play more Pokemon.
You will not be doing
more Pokemon. It's a Zelda rule. I'm allowed one a year.
Yes. Yeah, I think that should be for any game franchise, to be honest. But okay. Yes.
I wasn't going to pick a Pokemon game, but okay. Yeah, okay. You're the Darkrai. Ooh, okay. We got a matchup here, guys.
Is that a Cacturne? What is that?
That's a Cacnea.
No Googling, bro.
Why?
He's just like damage calking. He's like,
it's like an open dark void.
This is a Cacturne. You lied to me.
I'm pretty sure the last cut we did, Kai was saying that, you know, you can Google Pokemon's types and what Pokemon are and everything.
Yeah. Because I have to see if it's just grass or if it's grass dark. And it's grass dark. I'm glad I have this.
You can ask me. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Jared's umpire, so.
Yeah, I'm here, so. I am the unbiased third party, so if either of you have any questions, if you want to know what move to use against this Darkrai, you should just set up your Toxic Spikes.
Yeah, that would be really helpful.
Look, I'm repping the Gengar merch today, too.
Yo.
Okay. Oh, Kai switches out Dagger, the Darkrai, and goes out to Genesis, the Genesect. Energy ball. How much is it going to do? This is going to do nothing.
Big damage.
Look at that. Tickled not his toes, ladies and gentlemen. Those toes are tickled.
Steel bug.
Yeah, that's hella resisted. Ooh, goes for the spiky shield.
Protected itself.
Good thing that's not a physical move, though. If you use physical moves, it damages you.
Cacturne used Trojan. Cacturne used Durex.
Oh, this is gonna fucking blow you back.
Yeah.
Blow your walls out.
That four times weakness to bug as a
Thank
problem.
Thank you to Bulbapedia for giving me the weaknesses.
Good old Bulbapedia.
Kai is legit. This is an open test for him. Open notes.
Yep. This is an online class, baby.
He's legit just typing in the Pokemon like this versus this. Which one's gonna win?
Oofalot. Let's see.
Do you know how to spell Bufalant?
Not a fucking clue, but Buffalan.
I think it's Bou, like bow, like bow.
But I know that my Bulbapedia is taking too long to load, and it would
secret sauce.
I'm feeling big.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen at home, you hadn't seen all of the five or six battles we did prior to this that didn't work. Ooh, the X4 pops. But Kai did land a fissure in one of those, and it was pretty hype.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can replicate it. But he gets the poison from the X4. That's pretty huge. Huge. What are they doing now, ladies and gentlemen? Sorry, I got that song stuck in your head.
It's okay.
Fissure should KO that Pokemon and another Pokemon if you can do it while they're underground.
Oh god, can you imagine?
I think it still lands. I think
it still lands if it's
like thunder on flying.
It's like it's like earthquake. Like earthquake does more damage if you're digging. Ooh, slowly peeling off. That poison is taking your big boy down.
It is taking the big boy down.
Oh my god, you're really trying. You're really trying for the fissure. Hey, what do we say? It's like a Genesis goes down. What did we say? It's like every 1 in 3 or no, 1 in 3. That feels way too often.
I think it's like 30%.
It's 30%. Yeah. Oh, it's 1 in 3. So I just got really unlucky that none of the four I just attempted worked. But
yeah, hate to see it. Genesect goes down. Genesect. Chad. Oh, the Hitmonchan. This guy, the Kai's been hyping up the whole season. Sky Uppercut. I know, Bufalot's a chunky boy. Oh, he goes down.
There was a fucking aerial ace coming your way, boy.
Dude, the tattoo's looking fresh.
Yeah, it feels fresh. This one hurt a lot more than the last one.
Really? Is the bicep? That's the sensitive spot?
It's the squishy skin of my bicep that
fucking
was not.
Bicep kills, man.
Oh.
Well, it's also the area. The worst area is
it's like
bicep,
bicep too. Bicep,
and there's that just that band of nothing. That is not a fun place to be. Yeah.
Well, it's perfect because the lovelies at home can actually see us because they're watching this right now, so they can see your cool tattoo.
Look,
there you go. You can see the pain. You can see the redness in his arm.
See the redness and pain.
Ooh, Steve goes for the toxic, trying to whittle down the Hitmonchan. Ice punch. How much is this gonna do? Can you get a freeze? That's a good amount of damage. That's some chippies.
What is this Pokemon called?
That is a Jigglypuff.
I hate both of you.
He's a Jigglypuff. He's in the right answer.
Oh, I didn't know that was right.
I should use something that wasn't as obvious as Jigglypuff. I should have said, like, if I said, like, Lee Vanny, you'd be like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm dumb and easily tricked. You have to be nice to me. Oh, I'm fucking stupid. Why did I?
This is a bug poison.
I was so confident that Ice Punch was four times weak.
Super effective.
No.
Oh, this does more if you're poisoned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or this poisons you.
Oh, no, I wanted Venom Shock. I did the wrong fucking one.
Oh, that's what I was also thinking. Be a large stats, though. This is a minus one Fire Punch. It won't kill you. Hey, there you go.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for both teams, okay?
No, it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, you didn't hear me. I just told you what type it was. I helped you. He's Bug Person, which poison resists fighting, by the way. So fighting type moves will not be good against this man. Okay, gentlemen, ladies at home, everybody,
No! I picked the wrong move!
We gotta misclick, ladies and gentlemen, but will the Veto Shock just take him out? It doesn't. He goes for the resistance.
And it's 11 damage.
That's not what we wanted.
Oh, you hate to see it. That
this is what I get for trying to actually play Pokemon. I tried to use the move Detect to be like, oh, he's going to use
Ooh.
Announced his move. And I was like, ha ha ha. But then I misclicked to click Sky Uppercut. This is why I have to stay in my lane of just doing attacking
moves. Just pick moves until something happens.
Brain gets too confused when I have to click other things. Other than
dude, Scolipede looks like it could be anywhere but here right now.
Yeah, it always looks very unimpressed.
Will it be enough? Oh, the Steamroller takes Chad down.
It's devastating. I'll never financially recover from this.
I had a lot of money running in and that much in.
Who the fuck is Smith? Oh, shit.
Ooh, that's right. You have a Talonflame. That's terrifying. Fast, scary little bird.
Does he have Tailwind?
He's not gonna set up Tailwind. He's gonna have fire moves coming your way.
Yeah, what the fuck? Tailwind.
I did a Pokemon draft, gym draft episode on Super Pod Saga. Go check it out because it's great. But I brought a Talonflame on that team and I forgot to put a fire move on him. So he had no fire type moves.
Okay. I've hit him with the top stick, but he's took me down with the Acrobatic.
You got that. You're playing the long game, though. You're just going to slowly whittle him down. Acrobatics does more damage if the user's not holding a held item. So that's a smart play from you, Kai.
Thank you.
I'm going to held item on him.
You know me.
I know that was intentional.
100%. I also definitely knew that. Fun fact.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I mean, you read the description. You're like, oh, Acrobatics is more. If I don't have a held item, I better take a held item off. Heidi, here we go, people. Not that I'm on Team Ben or anything, but I got the Gengar shirt on.
Literally rooting him on.
No.
Appropriate.
I told you, I'm the unbiased third party. Either Pokemon can die here, and I'd be like, I don't care. Whatever.
Heidi is my Gengar. And... She's my pride. She gets.
If you notice the three eyes, that's the amount of Heidi's that came before that had to die. Them.
Yeah. Each one is greater than the previous.
Yeah. It gets powerful each iteration afterwards. So the third is the most powerful. Ooh, what is happening here? What is Kai looking up?
What it's typing up, bro. Goes. Yeah. Wait.
Ghost poison. It's
very clear. Yes.
Oh.
Ghost poison. Okay, interesting.
I always fucking forget this thing's poison type.
Yeah.
those are the flame charge. That's gonna give him plus one speed, even though he's a fucking.
Damn.
Ooh,
that's a crit. His favorite move.
Confused, right?
Yay. So happy. It's about okay.
You break out of these. You break out of these every time.
Smith became confused. Smith is hurt too, by Smith. Poison.
Smith, I feel like Smith. I feel like the world is slowly poisoning me, and I'm often confused.
Smith.
You break out of these, though. It's easy. You just flame charge, and then it's going to give you another crit, and you're going to kill him. Got to manifest. Well.
Kai looks so unimpressed. He hurt himself in confusion.
He hurt himself in confusion. You saw it. You could see. You're watching the video.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder if it's. I think badly poisoned. If you're regular poison, it just does the same residual every time. But if you're badly poisoned, it stacks, so it does more damage as the longer you're poisoned. Oh, he goes for the ruse. Kai's playing the long game here.
Does he have the chesto?
No chesto. Wait, chesto.
Is it chesto? Is that? Oh no, ruse doesn't make him fall asleep, does it?
No. That's just rest. But he held all the poison's gonna kill you. The poison's gonna kill you.
Big old shadow ball crit.
Oh, the shadow ball crit. Damn, you hate to see it, or you love to see it, depending on what team you're rooting for.
Way to stay unbiased, Jared.
thank you. I guess.
Ooh, the battle.
I do feel like an afterthought in the fucking announcing, but
no. I'm on your team. I'm just also on Ben's team. Daggers. This is gonna hurt. Oh, takes down the Gengar. Bro,
You're right, Jared.
I had a sneeze.
You having a stroke?
I was going to say the tension is thick in here, but I had like a sneeze that was like ready to come out. Ooh, the big boy Salamence. And this is Ben's mega. Actually, he has lots of megas. Will he mega this one? Who knows? I don't. Salamence, flying dragon type. I got you.
I don't care.
Weak against electric. Weak against ice.
Stop it! I don't want your help. You're just rooting like for frog. Him anyway. I keep
just telling you like frog answers. Like,
the weakest
bug. Weak against Darkrai's. A very specific weakness against Darkrai's, actually. He's scared of him.
See, unfortunately, I done goofed. So, that's fun.
How have you goofed? Your Thunder Punch, wasn't he?
Not Thunder Punch. No, that's my Ampharos, which I still have. Chad was my ice punch, which
would have done a
four
lot.
Times effective against your lovely little salamander.
Little knave.
Your salamander.
Salamander. I'm glad that knave survived a playthrough. He died on my end, but Ben kept you alive, knave.
Yeah.
I mean, my knave was a, what did I have? Is my own meow stick. I tried. Oh, Kai goes for the switch. What's going to happen here? Goes up to Mulligan. Oh, we're going to have a mega battle right here. Sets up the drizzle.
Yeah.
No, I don't have thunder, guys. It's fine.
You don't have thunder?
No, because I never got to level 60.
I put it in.
Oh, yeah. Dude, once again, I don't remember anything.
Oh, this Dragon Claw's going to hurt. Oh. Okay, a little less than half. Hi, are we going to see a Mega Ampharos here? Is Fabio hair coming out? Ben, two Pokemon left. Kai, three Pokemon left. I am at the edge of my seat.
He's Mega in. Mega Ampharos is also Dragon.
Look at that hair. It's a L'Oreal commercial, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no.
This should take it.
This is the same amount.
No! Yeah.
I like how Salamence's front little legs just sit in like this little like his little holder.
Yeah, it's just like
Mabel comes out. Just mega again.
Double mega.
Yeah. This mega Salamence is terrifying. And Salamence is fucking fast. Oh, he goes for the fly. Good thing waterfall hits you when you're in the air.
Does not.
You gotta just ride the waterfall all the way up to the top.
Well, this isn't looking good for me, folks.
It's okay. Kai can bring this back. There's a chance. He has one shot, one opportunity.
One shot, one opportunity.
Oh, jeez. That does so... I forgot you only have HMs.
Oh, God.
Yep, I have HMs.
Why the fuck are you going to die?
Wait, oh, wait,
I outspeed you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just going to go for fly, dive to the miss, and then you're going to use fly next turn. Or you can use dive now, and then you'll hit him. Because now if you dive, he'll miss his fly.
No,
and then outspeed you, and you so... miss your dive. Oh, you held on! Now Mabel flew up high. Well, this is unfortunate.
this is really awkward, isn't it? Okay.
Oh, no. No,
it's a fly off.
Well, I don't have. There's nothing I could do here, unfortunately, guys. So
yeah, surf, waterfall, fly, and dive. What's your last move? Dive. Oh, yeah. There it is. Latias goes down. Kai is down to one single Pokemon left. What will
I
do?
Remember what it
I don't
is.
Remember what the last one is. Oh, it's the Darkrai.
It was already out, you fucking idiots.
I forgot.
Jesus Christ.
Can Darkrai clutch up this last win?
Can I know, is Darkrai
it's just
Darkrai. Is he more special defense or is he more...
You think I know
fucking
that.
See, you're metagaming. I have one Pokemon left. Just attack me, you fucking asshole.
Oh, what is the fucking...
The Hypnosis miss is a dagger.
What is the IV-EV spread for...
Okay, I mean, honestly, Kai, if you can land this Hypnosis, there's a chance. Do you have Nightmare on that thing? Or like Dream Eater or something?
No, of course not.
No.
I only got the moves that I got the level up.
I don't know what he gets on level up. Then you can get health back a little bit. Okay, Salamence is asleep. Can Kai clutch out this last battle? Darkrai, I don't know what moves you have. You have like Faint Attack and see how much this does. Not enough.
28. Faint Attack does more if I have a move prepped as well, though, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Or is it just always go first?
I think it just always goes first. It always has priority.
What are the moves you got on this thing?
Faint Attack, Detect, Hypnosis, and Disable.
He survived! Can he go for another? Can he land another Hypnosis, guys? Let's see. I mean, a full round of sleep is like four turns. So if he can go through a full round of sleep, you can maybe take out the Salamence. Well, there it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Salamence avoids.
There you go.
Ben has clutched out the win here. Great battle
clear,
from both of you.
Of all the people here, I'm the only one who successfully made it through the game without losing, you know, more than 150,000 Pokemon. So,
yeah.
That is true.
They may beat me in battles, but I beat them in the war.
You won the war.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the only battle we haven't done is me against Kai. We could just do that, and then...
Yep, and that's it.
And that's it.
Because okay. I'm definitely not going to win that battle, so...
Hold on. You don't know that.
I do know that.
Guys, we'll be right back. We're going to cut to me and Kai's battle. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. The final battle to end out and wrap up our Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire playthrough. Kai against me. Ben will be narrating the entire experience in exquisite detail.
As best as he can.
You'll do great. We've heard his announcer. We go back to the BDSP season, and he was announcing the hell out of those battles.
Shit, was it?
Don't remember.
Let's say yes.
Yes.
Oh,
so
man.
I can't remember Jared's team, but Kai's team, we've got Machamp, we got the Ampharos.
That's a Hitmonchan.
Yeah, the Hitmonchan, that's what I meant. Ampharos, Talonflame.
Oh, who did I start
what's
with?
What's the fucking Latios? Latias? Latios?
One of the two.
Mm-hmm. One of the two.
That Latias.
Darkrai and Genesect.
Jared has Strange Magma Toad. Cracked Out Bunny.
Delphox.
Need a King. Queen.
Yep, you got that one. No King.
Need a King, yeah. Meganium.
Yep.
Blastoise. And yep. Kyurem.
There you go. That is the squad. Let's fucking do this. Ooh.
Like I'm an NBA announcer or something, but I don't know what jersey numbers or what players.
He sends out number 24. He has a good season.
Kai is
this
issuing
year.
A challenge.
Kai has an issue with Kai my challenge. Oh, leads with a Genesect. I'm not really happy about my lead here.
Meganium.
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 Now, is that straight grass?
It is just grass. Grass. Although, in some like ROM hacks, they make a grass fairy, which is really good.
I didn't know if there was like a psychic jewel in there. I thought maybe there was
I'm just gonna.
Kai should have the upper hand here.
I'm just gonna do this.
In theory.
Being the mat.
Oh,
the
you mythical. Dumb bitch.
You were gonna go for a signal beam and it's gonna blow me back.
Jared pushes out and brings out the Nidoking.
See, signal beam. That's what I thought.
There's the signal beam.
That's still a lot of damage. Jesus more Christ. Than I was a crit. Oh. Okay. And you can see what confused. The fuck. I was like, Jesus Christ, I did a lot to being resisted. Wow, that's
the crit signal beam confusion.
And the confuse off the signal beam, too. Jesus Christ. Okay. Nidoking, look at these purple lads.
I know, right? They're just two purple boys being purple.
Or just two purple boys being purple, you
just
know?
Just two purple boys.
If you fucking landed fish there, I would have lost my mind. Come on, Nidoking, please.
Nidoking hurts himself in confusion.
This is how this battle's going to happen.
Just two purple boys doing purple boy things.
Genesis, the two-trick pony.
Fissure.
And yet to see anything other than a fissure or signal beam.
Hey, he's
Genesis.
Keeping those moves secret until he needs them. That's smart.
Yeah, that's...
They're just not good moves. I'm not keeping them secret.
Okay. Goes with the signal beam. Yeah, this is alive. You get another crit, I swear. Okay, that's more doable damage. Okay, Nidoking, please,
doable
for the
damage!
Love of God.
Let's go!
Kidding me.
Okay, let's well, fucking go!
Nidoking did nothing this fight, so that's fine.
Nidoking looking on the brink.
Nidoking? More like Nido bitch! Got him!
Okay, Nidoking goes down. Damn, that's so unfortunate. I just need to land one Earth power. That's all I needed was one. Actually, I don't know if one would have killed you, but... Okay, this is still a scary...
Okay, out comes the Delphox.
Delphox!
What does the Delphox say? But Delphox, if I remember correctly, fire psychic?
Delphox is fire psychic, correct. So I still think takes neutral damage from bug? I don't know if fire resists bug. I'm terrible with resistances.
Fire
I can't remember that shit.
Resist bug, right?
It sounds like it should. This flamethrower should just.
The flamethrower.
The trick, though. There we
the
go.
One shot. Genesect goes down.
That's unfortunate.
That Genesect did some work. Took my whole ass Nidoking down. Didn't even let me do a move.
Yo, should we play Ben 10 Power Trip?
No. Also, weird to suggest a game with your name as the title. Just saying.
Okay. The Latios is out.
Okay.
Is he going to Mega the Latios, or is he going to save that for the Ampharos?
Latios... And fucks my team.
Latios!
I mean, I know you have, like, pretty much all water moves, but I can't really do anything to the Latios is the problem.
Latios!
Let's do this.
If he switches out, oh my god.
Of course he is.
You have such all water team moves.
Bitch.
Why would I stay in?
Such a little bitch.
Goes with the waterfall.
Wow. That's
did
not do a lot.
Damage. Okay, let's do this. Wait, no! Oh, okay, never mind. Didn't mean to click that one, but that's fine.
Oh, Jared getting the excuses in early. Love to see that.
We all got a misclick in. It's okay.
Misclicking.
Oh my god, you're so fast!
You're so fast!
Hey, Mabel, the Latios with the flyer.
fly on these hoes. See how much this fly does.
Superman at oh!
Yeah, more than waterfall.
Fair chunk.
A lot.
Ice beam. Ice hit beam.
Oh, freeze. Oh, that's a crit, baby.
Crit ice beam. Doing a good 80% of the health there.
What will you do now? You're going to fly again? You're going to dive? You're going to switch out?
Why would I switch out?
I don't know.
What would be the benefit? So that I can bring back my 22 health fucking Latios at some point?
I mean, Latios is pretty fast. You know, you get one move off.
Went with the fly. The fly is connecting.
I thought I missed my ice. There was like a little delay. I thought I missed my ice beam. I would have been rattled.
rattled to my core.
I feel like I've been rattled.
That's racist.
I don't think that's true. They conquered literally half the globe. So, you know.
That's fair.
They can take my shitty accent.
You do love your Midsummer Murders.
That and the Last of the Summer Wine and all that. Mm-hmm. Hitman Chan.
So, how would you feel if I swinging out
yeah,
down the street, the same old thing.
I'm not switching out, motherfucker. Ice beam. I'm going to freeze you, too. Chad. Holy shit, you have a lot of defense.
Sky uppercut.
Oh, fuck.
Down he goes.
I fucking go!
Yeah, right. That's a bulky ass Hitmonchan. He took an ice beam from my arm. Let's do this. This feels good. Let's do this one.
Liko the Delphox.
What does the fox say?
I'm gonna go for it.
Jared may not have picked a psychic move, judging from that reaction there.
No, I did pick a psychic move.
Hard to believe.
Qualm was that Kai has a dark type that is immune to psychic. So if he switches into dark right here, which is what he did, my psychic won't do fucking anything. Shit.
That's
good. This is what I was worried about.
You're a bitch. You're a dumb bitch.
This is what happens when you're a little fucking beta.
Fuck it, we ball. Fuck it, we ball.
You're a bitch.
We can take it.
A faint attack.
Yeah. Oh, that is not taking it. Oh, but I'm rattled.
You're rattled.
He rose my speed.
Flamethrower.
Oh, we both did half. I don't know if I outspeed you now with that plus one speed, though. Let's see.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, there we go. Okay, this is going to kill you, though. Right. Okay.
It's unfortunate.
Dang, that rattle coming in clutch at the end there. I think it's only when I get hit by super effective moves that that's procs. It is neck and neck. Ben, I need you to do a Pokemon Stadium announcer quips.
Quips, okay. Out comes Mulligan, dropping the drizzle.
Wow.
Amazing.
Strong, powerful, announcing.
My Pokemon knowledge is not strong enough to announce.
No, I should have just attacked. I think you outspeed me here.
Oh, no.
Okay, you don't. It's okay. Fire moves wouldn't have done anything in the rain. This power gem might just kill me. Weak against rock. Yeah, there you go. Here's the predicament we're at now. This thing is terrifying.
I need to wait for 2 seconds. Did you go down?
I did.
You killed me with a power gem.
Ooh. Out comes the Heatran.
Cloud 9. Oh, we got rid of the... What? Oh, so the effects of weather disappear? What does that mean?
It means like he
means the effects
will,
of weather. The...
Yeah, so he won't get like
a buff from like Sunny Day and things like that.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll get the.
I was like, does that increase the buff from Thunder being
that's
a one
what I was
hit
say,
like, or a one shot? This is getting scary. My other two Pokemon do nothing to this Ampharos, so Heatran really has to come in clutch here. Come on, Eric. You know what you need to do, Eric.
Come on, Eric.
Come on. Can I get a flinch? That'd be great. Wow, oh, my fucking God. That does no damage.
Bring the pain.
Woo. 156.
No lie. I think you have this. Because I have a grass type and a grass type and a water type left. And my crunch did that much damage to you. Okay, hold on. What does this do? Can I, like...
Fun fact, Heatran is resistant to 10 types of attacks. Normal grass, ice poison, flying, psychic, bug, dragon, steel, and fairy!
Yeah, this is my only hope. I gotta go for flinches. Just get some chippies off you. Maybe you can flinch. Flinch? Flinch? Come on.
No, there comes the thunder.
Oh, but you missed the thunder.
How do I miss in Drizzle?
Because my Cloud 9, it gets rid of the effects of weather, so it doesn't make your thunder 100% accurate. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a game here. I didn't know if it worked that way or not, but now we know that it's not 100% accurate with Cloud 9 on.
I really wanted to play this game for the pod, and I thought it'd be really good. But it's got a lot of QTEs, and I don't know if I want to subject Kai to that. Here comes QTE. Power Gym.
I was just going to do it.
Oh, Heatran! Surviving by the skinning of his teeth.
Still a terrifying expression.
It is not the best.
I'm going to crunch again. What do you do here? Do you save?
Does he survive the crunch?
I don't know. Or does he swap, you know, save the mega? It's fast mega. He does switch. Fuck. You have a Talonflame still? Oh, no.
Here comes the crunch.
Rain oh, dang. Stopped. I was hoping to utilize some of that rain. Yeah, I just go down here. This Talonflame is a speedy fucking boy. Use flame charge. Is that what we're gonna do? I think I have flash fire. Just gonna have Cloud 9. Goes with a flame charge. Oh, Eric, you did good.
Eric.
You did your job.
Eric.
Hey. Okay, Pixel, come out, baby. Why are you singing London Bridges?
I don't like it, though. Why not?
Let's do this. But that mega baby, look at that cannon.
That cannon, mega blastoise.
The fuck is Doom Desire? I don't know what Doom Desire does.
Here comes the Scald. Down he goes.
That's not like Destiny Bond. I'm not going to just die, right?
Who knows?
Nope. Mega Blastoise isn't here and fully alive. But do I outspeed your Ampharos? We are going to find out, ladies and gentlemen.
There's no Drizzle.
No Drizzle. Go for
Pixel used waterfall.
Oh, you outspeed me.
It should be enough. Oh, there we go. Oh, I wasn't sure. I'm a big fucking turtle.
I don't understand how you outspeed me. That's kind of dog shit, but whatever.
Eric. Okay. Hitmonchan.
There's the Hitmonchan.
Also, I'm not sure if I like a Blastoise's little chin nipple that he gets. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of that.
It's a goatee.
It is a goatee. Okay, is this Scald enough? Mega Blastoise. No!
I mean, I'm not going to kill you in one hit. It's not even super effective.
Oh, what?
The Doom Desire attack.
Doom Desire.
Light shines
which
down
didn't, from which didn't do a lot, but it nope. Doom Desire hits if it lands in three moves.
Oh, interesting.
It's a not as good.
I was hoping that would do more damage.
More? What is it? What type of move is it?
It is steel, and it is 180 damage. Well,
there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That was a good battle, man. Hell yeah.
It was a close one.
It was indeed a close one. That is all for our Pokemon battles and our Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire playthrough. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching this. Thanks for getting to the end of our series. As always, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed our Pokemon. Pokemon's always a fun time. Like I said, it's a nice, like, chill experience. I realize we've been playing Pokemon for like the last 10 weeks, so it feels like we've been playing for an eternity. But it's still a good time. So, yeah, go listen to our interstitial. That's going to be coming out soon. We're gonna be playing through Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. I'm excited to play this game. Yeah,
didn't sell it. Whatsoever.
No, didn't sound
even a little bit.
You know, Noah, I'm excited. I never gave this game a fair chance, and I'm excited to do that. That's what I will say. That's coming out soon. Be excited for that and our Banjo shenanigans. And we'll see you later. Peace out, guys.